This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday, members of the Springdale Chamber of Commerce made public a campaign they want to use to propel dramatic job growth for the city. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums was at the announcement in downtown Springdale and has this report.
What if they gave a press conference and everybody showed up? That's not quite what happened yesterday afternoon in downtown Springdale, but a press conference to announce a more than $2.5 million initiative by the city's Chamber of Commerce certainly attracted more observers than anticipated.
Good afternoon. This is an exciting group. We didn't expect quite so many people.
Lisa Ray is the chair of the Springdale Chamber of Commerce. Word about the chamber's pending press conference had been on Twitter and Facebook all morning, and several members of the press and several more members of the community showed up. But far from being taken aback, she used the opportunity to make a parallel for the city's recent fortunes.
It's amazing what social media can do because we have seen a huge movement. All the things we've been trying to move forward for years have suddenly really taken hold, and wonderful things are happening.
That list could include, but not be limited to, recent purchases of vacant downtown buildings, the city leading the state in new job creation, the near completion of the section of the Razorback Greenway that will run through downtown Springdale, and a more than $800,000 grant from the Walton Family Foundation for a mountain bike trail. Yesterday, the Springdale Chamber took time to unveil its plan to keep momentum, and that word was used a lot yesterday, building. Perry Webb, the president and CEO of the chamber, explained the four-part proposal titled Ignite Springdale that will, organizers hope, raise investments of more than $2.5 million.
We're going to create about 3,750 primary new jobs in this community using these funds. That will lead to indirect jobs, which total jobs will total about almost 6,400 new jobs. About $200 million in new payroll annually. So these people will receive $200 million in payroll, which leads to about $118 million more of disposable income that will be spent inside these city limits.
The four initiatives in the plan are ambitious. Goals include 250 new technology jobs, more than a dozen manufacturing expansions or new industry locations, and six new Springdale-based technology businesses, all by the end of 2017. Perry Webb says the goals have been hammered out through committee meetings and discussions with business owners and chamber members. Webb says more than half the money has been committed by business interests connected to Springdale.
And in the perfect model, you go public when you reach halfway point in your fundraising. So we have about 1.4 in commitments right now that we're happy to announce of the 2.6 million in campaign funds. These funds will be used to do very specific things, and a lot of feasibility work was done to really identify what the impacts could be.
He says there are two very tangible ways to keep score on the progress of these economic initiatives: the number of people working and sales tax revenues collected.
That's what this is about. If that's the measurement that we're going to be measured by, then that's the measurement we're going to address in this campaign in order to make sure that that economic development is taking place in the maximum way.
Lisa Ray, the chamber chair, says some of the hangover effects from the economic crash of 2008 are finally evaporating, and businesses appear ready to invest some of their money in the chamber's campaign.
Now when we go out and ask businesses, you know, hey, if you want to make Springdale a better place, would you be willing to commit $10,000 or $100,000? We have been asking what we feel like the size of the business can handle. And we're asking that, you know, you can make a contribution over 4 years. So if they ask for $100,000, we're just saying $25,000 a year, but you can make a difference with workforce technology and quality of life and things that are important to really for Springdale to be the kind of place that all of us want it to continue to be.
Ignite Springdale reaches far and includes other goals such as elevate Springdale as a hometown of choice for professionals moving here and complete a community workforce skills assessment. Other objectives are more measurable, like that one to attract six new Springdale-based technology businesses. Perry Webb, the president and CEO of the chamber, says the city has specific plans toward attracting those interests.
First, you have to identify potential customers. And so you have to identify those companies that are looking at the region or engaged currently in the region.
A obvious great place to start looking is the University of Arkansas's Research and Technology Center. To have a relationship with that group and to understand what they're actually having coming out of that facility gives us an opportunity to put packages together for them and identify the possibilities. There's also a seed capital part of that, that, you know, if we identify investors who are willing to put money into investments, it always plays well for the community, and part of that is involved in this also.
Lisa Ray, the chair of the chamber, says now that Ignite Springdale is going public, after already raising about half the money, she expects the momentum to continue. And she offers a bit of advice to people inside and outside the city limits.
I'll tell you, if I knew an investor who wanted to buy property at a really good value and do something incredible with it, the time is now. And I think that some of those investors missed their opportunity in Bentonville, missed their opportunity in Fayetteville or Rogers. And so for a lot of folks, you know, right now, you can buy a property or lease a property at a fairly decent rate, but how's that going to look a year or 2 years down the line when all of these wonderful things are happening in downtown Springdale?
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.